Almighty. Father, we appreciate you. We honor you this morning. Lord, we celebrate your presence. We acknowledge your greatness. We celebrate your faithfulness. We acknowledge you. Ditabion dososia da leprono guasasie. Ike custoso so prendege custosiato. Endege cucustosia. Istola bosiate. Indegege libru sociato. Endege custoso. Istunde galebrida boso. Istondege custoso sie. Istola brondege cuasa. Endege cuaso to. Esso piando licre sosia. Indogo con libru sosie. No cuasate. Endege custoso soprondege cuasa. Endege cuasosia. Esso priando con libru sosia. Endege cuasasie. Endu custososia. Illa bonglo custosie. Esso prondege custososie. Istondo con libru saate. Endege che libru sosie. Endege custosiato. Endege cuasa. Illa biondo con libru sosie. Esso pondo con libru sosie. Esso soprundega cuasa tia. Illa bioto. Se prendo stege che tua sanangle che quaso, istu batondre de gaso, istu la prende che custosia, istu pondre de gaso, esto pronde che custososie, istu kinda la bonde che custoso, esto piandu che quaso libru sosie, istu da bondre de gaso, iste libra da bogo sosie, esso pronti che quasa si eto, ella va quasa si e, ente che quasa si eto, illa bioto, so se prende che custoso si e, ente che custosia la prende che quasa si e, ente che custosi ato, ente che custosi ato, isso pioto, so sosiata tate, elle be libru sociate, ente che libru socie, esso pruta gaso si itela voso, se prendoste che libru socia, istonde che custososie, esso pronte che custosiate, endi che qua socia tua, il lavogo gosciate, in che quaso, il sopronde che custoso pianda la che custoso, il sopronde che quasa, ente che libru sosie, racquata, ente che quasa sie, ente che quasa tatene gle che quaso sieto, onfrono bocustasia, istolia vacuto non gle che quase, il sopronde che quaso sieta, esso pri ante che libru sosie, istondo go libru saato, esso pronte che custo sosie, isso quata, ente che qua sosiatia, illa bonde che libru saate, ente che e quata talebro siato, enti che quata sia panto nengle che quata sie, inda conte che ta libro negasa, ente che custo sosie, esu undolo bo libru saate, istunde che libru sosie, ente che quata, ente che tuata na blongro siate, istobo go costosi a te, e la ve che custo dolo prosi a to, istondo go yagasa siate, mi conto negla che quasa sie, ente che libru sosie, ente che custoso si ando, isso pionde che libru sosie, ente che cosiato, ente quasa, e puato, ente che libru sosia, ente custosiato nengla che quasa, ente che quaso siate, ente che libru sosia, ente che custosiate, ente che quasa, e puata, ende che custo sosiate, Elevri na kuashete. Eso pronde ge custosie. Eso pronde ge custosiate. Ella biondo gostosia. Eso priando gostosia. Istonde ge keke tuata nangle ge kuasasie. Lobo kuasa. Ende ge kuasa. Iso ponde ge kuate. Ende ge kesuato. Enda kuashete illa biondo gogolo prosiate endege kustososie endege kuasosi indele prosiate egia kuashete eso prondege kuasa eso piatu nagali prusosie endege kustososi endele prusaate endege gali prusosia endege kuasa siato Eso priandege che ketuazo, esi indege qua sosiento, e la pioto, so sepre negasa si aprendege cuto si a te, endege qua sosi inda la prosicate, endege che libru sosie, endege qua sa, endege che custo sosie, ondige qua sa, endege che libru sosie, E soplonde che quasa, isto la pianto negra che quasa, indege che libru sosie, endege che libru so otia, il la pionde che custo sosie, endege che libru sosie atue, e la pioto va sosia, isto lo bombre nege custo sosie, isto pronte che custo sosie, ende che custo si atale, prende che custo si ate, esso i che quasa nangle che quasa, il la pronte che custo sosie, esso i da bombre nege custo sosie, ende che quasa si atua, ende che custo sosie, Ende custo sosie, ende che libru sosia, istombo le graziato, istu la pronde che qua sosie, ende che costusu su pronde gaza, ende che libru sosia, ende che quasa, e pua tua tanengle che quaso, ende che quasa, ende... Il la bongo shate, istonda le prende bebe kuasa sia. Below and lift up your voice, even as you declare, God, no one, oh God, is comparable to you. Isu piote andalike kuasa nangleke kustoso sie. Esu uta apio ontoge le mengre siato. Endege e kuashate, endege libru sosiato. Ende che quasa, le prende che custosia, ende che quasa, si i che quaso, ende custososie, esso priande che custososia, istolo bolingro siate, ende che custososiato, entruna gasosia. Mendolica quaso sopra de gaza siate, e dengle quasa sie, ende quasa sie, endu custoso sie, ende che custosi atua, il la bionde che custoso sie, e sopronde che custoso sia, enda che custoso sia, belove scetu do Lord, Lord, I register my presence, Lord, my presence, in your presence, oh God, I come to you over this weekend. Lord, let my heaven be open. Let my heaven be open for a speedy encounter, a speedy response, for speedy answer from the Most High God. Isopi andolik ekwasa, ende kwasa si prunda gakosiate. Ende ko custoso sia, e sopre, ende ke custoso sia, ende ke ke libru sosie, ende custosiate, e labio o tondo lo prosiate, ende quasa, ende ke quasa, ide qua apiata, ende ke custoso se prianda ke custosiate, Lord, I register my presence, Lord, in your presence this morning, le ike kuto sopi ando nika li kruzosie eto. Ende ge kusto sosie. Ishtu la blonde ge kusto osie. Isso piata. Let my heaven be open for speedy encounter, for divine encounter, for speedy response from God. Isto piando li kruzosie. Isto ponde ga kuto lopro negasa. Ende ge kuaso, se priando boso si, eso pronde ge kuasa si ato, ende ge custoso si, ende ge kuasa, ende kuasa, ende ge custoso si, ende ge kuasa, ende ge kuaso, ende ge custosi ita la prosi ate, isu pionde ge kuaso, ende ge ge libru sosie. Endu koso sia, ende ge kuasa, de ke kuasa ande, ende buoku togo sia, tatata bondi glaga kuasa sia, isto bronde ga kuate, ella bio, toto plenaga sosia, ende ge ge libro si ate, endi e kuasa, atuata, ende ge kuasa, endi ke kusto sosia, illa ben gratugosiate, inda kuashete. Father, let the heaven open over everyone that comes to this summit, to this Dutch Heaven program over the weekend for a supernatural encounter, for supernatural breakthrough, for divine and supernatural and speedy response from the heavens, oh God. From your presence, oh God, you say, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know of. In Sophia to the Gogosiate, in Gekustososi and Gekustasia, beloved, said to the Lord, I registered my presence, oh God, as your presence this morning. For a supernatural encounter over this Dutch Heaven End Times program, Lord, I must not be denied. I shall not be denied. I must not be denied. I shall not be denied. It's a piatuas an angle kusosi ate. It's tombo dege kuas an amblo dosi ate. Illa bongro sosi ate. Endege esuato, endege custoso si ato, ella bioto, seprondege custoso, endige custoso si e, eprondege quaso si ato, ella becroso si ate, ende quasa, epondege quaso, esu piondege custoso si eto, endege custoso si ate. Ella vi è quasa da quasa, ende che quaso, isto va quasa nengle che custoso, isto pronte che custoso si eto, ende che custoso, isto pronte che quaso, ende che custoso si ato, me quasate, ende che quasa. Ende che custoso si ande le grossi ate, e la pronte che custoso si è, e su usa pioto, e so pronte che quasi sia, e the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, lift up your voice, and say, oh God of the midnight hour, Lord, visit me over this weekend by your divine mercy. O God of the midnight hour, O God of the midnight hour, deal with me with your mercy, deal with me by your mercy. O God of the midnight hour, visit me, deal with me, deal with this commission, deal with our people, Lord, by your mercy. O God of the midnight hour, Isu ila mongros ito, ende qua za pioto, ze prendo so si inge custo so si e, esso prondege custo so si e, inge qua za si atu a za labros ate, ende custo so si a pioto. si imprana gosso si ate. In che quasate in soprunda kakuku sosia. The God of my midnight hour, visit me by your mercy. Deal with me by your mercy. Answer me by your mercy. Locate me by your mercy. Oh God of my midnight hour, visit me, visit me, visit me by the covenant of your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. Oh God of my midnight hour, locate me by your mercy. 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 Oh God of the midnight hour, locate me by your mercy. Deal with me by your mercy. Let the covenant of your mercy open my heavens, oh God. Oh God of my midnight hour, locate me by the covenant of mercy. Lord, visit me by the covenant of your mercy. Oh God of the midnight hour, arise. Lord, visit me by the covenant of your mercy. Arise, visit me, locate me by the covenant of your mercy. Isopia to andalike kustozozia. Istoprenazozi. Iplonge kuaza. Ende kustozozia. Esoprundaga kuaza. Istombege kustozozia. Ila bontre negesa. Ende kustozozia. Ende kuasi ike kuasozia. Onde que quasa, e custo sosi, e panongle que quasa, entre na quasa sia, oh God of the midnight hour, locate me, visit me, locate me, visit me by your mercy, locate me, visit me by your mercy, locate me, visit me by your mercy, locate me. Visit me by your mercy. O sopion de ga custosia. Sempre ando custosia. E sopron de ga custosia. Ende custosiato. Ende ga custosia. Enduca sosiato. E la pioto custosia. E sopron de ga custosia. O God of the midnight hour, visit me by your mercy. Give me a supernatural encounter, supernatural response upon the heavens, over this commission, over our people, by your mercy, for supernatural encounter, for supernatural release of the inexhaustible power of resurrection, for supernatural manifestation of the proof of resurrection. This morning in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God of the midnight hour, Isu adi alabosi atua, Isu prondega saad. Beloved, lift up your voice and say to the Lord, oh God of the midnight hour, do not pass me by, my eyes are on you, deal with me by your mercy. Let the scroll of my life be opened before you. Isu ilamongrosi ate. Oh God of the midnight hour, visit me by your mercy. Visit me by your mercy. Open the scroll of my life. Let my near us. While on others you are calling, do not pass me by. I need an encounter. I need a visitation. Oh God of the midnight hour, arise and visit me. Arise and touch me. Arise and break through for me. Oh God of my midnight hour, break through for me. 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 Oh God of my midnight hour, break through for me. Oh God of my midnight hour, it's the illabongros the earth. Oh God of my midnight hour, arise, arise, visit me. Arise, arise, and visit me. Oh God of my midnight hour, arise, my eyes are on you. Arise, 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 arise. Lord, my eyes are on you. Over this weekend, you have said, oh God of the midnight hour, Lord, do not pass me by. Locate me by your fire. Locate me by your power. Deal with me on the basis of mercy. Lord, look on me on the basis of your mercy. Equip me on the basis of your mercy. Empower me on the basis of your mercy. Oh God of the midnight hour, do not pass me by. 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 Pray through for me. Oh God of the midnight hour, remember me by your mercy. Oh God of the midnight hour, remember me by your mercy. Oh God of the midnight hour, remember me by your mercy. Oh God, your mercies are new every morning. It is a new day. Remember me by your mercy. Remember me by your mercy. Remember this commission by your mercy. Oh God, who does not forget? Oh God, remember me. Oh God, remember me. Oh God, remember me by your mercy. Beloved, lift up your voice and say, oh God of the midnight hour, remember me by your mercy. Remember me by your mercy. Break through for me. Remember me by your mercy. Break through for me. Oh God of the midnight hour. All who are shining for me. All who are shining for me. Break through for me today. All who are shining for me. Break through for me this weekend. All who are shining for me. Break through for me. A shout of death. All who are shining for me. Oh God of the midnight hour, arise, 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 arise. Oh God of the midnight hour, on behalf of this commission today, arise, on behalf of our leaders, on behalf of the members, break through. Arise, all up for us. Arise, let the book of remembrance be open concerning this commission. Our leaders and our members, everyone connected to everyone in this place, my Father, all God of the midnight hour, arise, break through, arise, hold up, arise, answer, arise, remember, Lord, let the book of remembrance be open, let the book of remembrance be open. All God of the midnight hour, arise, arise, let the prison gates be open, let the captives be set free. All God of the midnight hour, arise by the covenant of your mercy, defend your name by the covenant of your mercy, Lord, defend your word. By the covenant of your mercy, prove yourself. By the covenant of your mercy, manifest yourself. Oh God, of the midnight hour, it's the elabocosi higatua, it's the prodigasiat. Oh God, of the midnight hour, arise by your power, arise by your grace. Arise, display your power, display your splendor, display, show your majesty, show the honor of your name, O God of the midnight hour. Arise, arise, on behalf of this commission, on behalf of our members, mighty, mighty God, Gekwata Nangolika Suat. Oh God of the midnight hour, arise, show yourself stronger, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. The eyes of the Lord watching so and fro. The eyes of the Lord is watching so and fro all over the earth, that he might show himself strong on behalf of those who hope for his loving kindness. On behalf of those who hope is in his unfailing love, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those whose reliance, whose dependency, beloved, whose trust, beloved, whose all is in God and not themselves, and not, beloved, their friends, and not their stuff, but all the eternal King of glory. Psalm number 23, this is Psalm number 4. The word of the Lord says the word of the Lord is right. It says the word of the Lord is right. God's word is right. The word of Jehovah is right. I have heard the word of man. I hear and I sit down and I think again. I have heard my own word myself. But the word of the Lord clearly states, this is the word that cannot be broken, the word of God that cannot be resisted, the word of God that cannot be opposed, the word of God that cannot be denied by breakthrough wall. I am looking for somebody who wants to go to where they have never been in God this weekend. Somebody who is ready to come with me on a journey. The word of the Lord is right. He is faithful in all that he does. God's word is right. God's word is true. God's word is reliable. God's word is dependable. God's word is not like the word of man. Beyond the custa, beyond the calculus of the earth. Beloved, it is written, is to eat a boot of garlic and quas. The Lord, your God, knows what is right and good and what is fair. This is the weekend that everything that is not good, everything that is not right, everything that is not fair will be taken away from our lives. It will be removed and it will expire in every area of our life. But God is looking for something. Before I came on this earth, beloved, you have to know when to touch heaven. At times, it's coming closer. I realize more and more of my need for God. I came on this altar trembling because the Lord put in front of me. I saw the conference line. I saw the people on the promised line. And God began to speak to me. He said, I will do this. I will do this. I actually thought that I was already on the proper conference line. But I know I was praying and I saw what is shown to me. It said, my word is the right word. God's word is the true word. God's word is so reliable, dependable. I can lean on him. I can rely on him. I have no might of my own. I have no power of my own. But God's word is true. It is unchangeable. It cannot be insulted. It cannot be denied. It cannot be empty. The word of the Lord says every working of God is a proof of his word. Whether it is the miraculous we call it, whether it is the manifestation of the power of his resurrection, it is still the execution of the word of the Most High God. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his loving kindness. Beloved, by the word of the Lord, what the apples made, you added, and all the oars of it, by the breath of his mouth. And I look at the Lord begins to paint this picture. I see that everything that is created, as you and I know in Genesis, is by the word of the Lord. Everything that I need, the creative miracle that must take place in and through me, the divine release from captivity, it said to me, it said, I want you to declare this weekend as a weekend of breakthrough. It said, because I will break through for the people beyond the earth to eat up also. The Lord will take beloved his word to stand, and it will break through for us over this weekend without fail. Everything that is needed is centered in the word of the living God. The word that never faileth. The word of God that is forever settled in the heavens. The word of God that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is true. I want you to lift up your voice before I run ahead of myself this weekend. You have said to God, oh God of my midnight hour, arise by your mercy. Produce the proof of your right word in every area of my life, in the life of the prevailers around the world. Let the proof of your true word, let the proof of your right word be made manifest. our lives by the power of your Holy Ghost. Let the proof of the true word of the living God, let the proof of the right word of Jehovah be made manifest, that is, be made visible, that is, become a reality, that is, become, Lord, the true, that is visible. Beloved, that is the exceeding great promises of God. You have said, Lord, over this weekend, Lord, arise by your mercy, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the quaso, e soppiando lì che quaso, e soppronde che custoso, il labionde che custoso si è, e soppronde che custosiate, e che quasce te, il labondo custoso si è, e soppronde che quasa, il labondo sociata. In the mighty name of Jesus, one of the things that is completely true is that when I am praying about God, let there be a divine visitation. God is not an entertainer. God does not come to tickle our fancy, to make us to laugh, and make us to giggle. When I'm talking about the divine visitation of God, I am talking about everyone over this weekend that cry out to God, experiencing a real encounter with the Most High God over this weekend. That is why your heaven has to be open. That is why your heaven must be open on Eden. That is why mercy must avail and prevail for you. It's the God of the midnight hour. He went into the prison of Paul and Silas. He rocked the bars of the gates. The earthquake shook everything. The gates opened up. The chain fell off. Beloved, the bounded man became the free man. Beloved, he stood in the midnight hour. He located the midnight hour to become this night of freedom for the Israelites from a problem of long time ago, from an issue that have remained unsolved for generation and generation upon generation in captivity. When the God of the midnight hour, when he rose up, the sun stands still, beloved, for Joshua. The moon refused to come out from the place of his setting. Is that all you, son? Stand still. It is the midnight. The midnight is a critical moment. The midnight is when a change must take place from the old to the new. The midnight is the beginning. It is when you come into a new season. reason for us this morning. Lord, find expression in my life. Find expression in this commission. Find expression in all that I do. Find expression in every segment of this such evident times over this weekend. Let it be all of God and none of man. Let it be all of you and none of me. All God of the midnight hour. Arise, arise by your mercy, for a supernatural encounter is that those who call upon the Lord, they shall be saved. Ikakwazos the Ato, send me to be rescued, send me to be delivered, send me to be brought to a place of security, be sent me to be released, be sent me, beloved, to be upheld by God. When it looks as if everything is going down, beloved, save. When God intervened in the midnight hour, He is the God of the suddenly. He quits the love also. So you must know what you are saying. Lord, the day is far gone. The night seems to have been spent. But you are still the God of my midnight hour. My face, look up to you, Jesus. Arise, O God of the midnight hour, arise by your mercy. Lord, for my change of story, arise by your mercy, for the termination of shame and reproach and embarrassment in my life. O God of the midnight hour, arise on my account, arise for my sake, change my story. Turn my captivity around. Give me a new beginning. Give me a new song in the night. O God of the midnight hour, arise. Open my heavens. Let there be a supernatural turnaround. Let there be a change for me. O God of the midnight hour, somebody wants to say, you are my God and the God of suddenly, the God of the midnight hour. Arise, wipe away my tears by your mercy. Let my life make meaning. Give me understanding that surpasses my age. Unravel to me the divine secret about my life. Oh God of the midnight hour, is to ila bangla sosia, is to ndege kwazo, is to la bangla kukukuzozo, ndege kusto sosia, is to prondege kusto sosia, mika kwaza, ela beko kusto sosia, is to priandege kusto sosia, is to ndaga kusto sosia, ila bangla kukusto sosia, ila brende. By the covenant of your mercy, God of the midnight hour, show yourself stronger, show yourself mighty, show yourself gracious, show yourself faithful, show yourself dependable, show yourself reliable, prove yourself, let the proof of God be evident in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I have been preparing, beloved, for a number of weeks, and I know that this moment is coming, but I have learned one thing from the Lord, beloved, because I am just a mouth that God engaged that He uses for His own glory. I have no personal agenda, but the agenda of heaven has been my desire to see. But beloved, you will see, there were men who asked, there were scholars. There were men, beloved, who are deceptive. There were men who are also schemers. And when I'm talking about men, I'm talking about male and female. There are many sons and many daughters who know the truth and who doesn't do it. But there are personalities that are committed to follow God all the way. But yet, those who are on doing contrary to the word of the Lord, they look as if they were prospering. They break the law. They disobey the divine order of God. But yet, life looked as if they were still having an headway. David was troubled because David saw that even though they were doing contrary, beloved, there are certain results that they were seeing that it could not comprehend with. His feet was almost gone when he saw, beloved, the prosperity of the wicked. Beloved, it looks like cheating. Beloved, it looks as if one doesn't want to have followed God. It looks as if a man that stood the battle of the Lord will see a man like Naboth or Nabal. He can see him completely enriched. He can see what he has become, that even he became a beggar. He sent men to him. He said, please give us something to eat, because we are the ones that look after everything that you had. But the man rubbished him. He said, I don't know you. Because in the moment it looks as if it has been a waste to follow God. Beloved, anybody can count time and count season. And you can be, you might have been on this altar, and yet you have seen that it looks as if nothing was changing or things that were expected. Everybody sharing testimony, but your Lord awaited, beloved, expectation. You are still saying, but Lord, what? I have not seen it, but I still come. David, and you saw other people outside of Christ who don't even pray. And it looks as if things were going, they have everything easy, but you have the one that struggles. You have the one that has to go an extra mile. You have the one that has to pay a bill and your heart is palpitating. You have the one that is looking at how I'm going to get a job. You have the one that is looking any which way and wondering what is going on. The news that I have for you is that if you stood by God right, he who is coming will surely come. It will not delay. This morning we said that we saw yesterday, we saw whatever he has appointed for an appointed time cannot fail. And when God comes, he will do whatever he has appointed in a beautiful way that cannot be blamed on any man. Beloved brethren, David was in a scenario that he went through with many personalities, like Nabal, the foolish man, with many personalities that were hostile and wicked, that were running after his dear life like a saw. Beloved, but David said, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as of a clean heart. they have what it takes. David was comparing himself. Beloved, he didn't know that he was messing up with his own heart. David said, therefore, because these personalities that have gone away with so many mothers, they are the enemies of God. They are not behaving as children of God, but yet look at what they are. David said, therefore, pride is their necklace. They display it and show it. They were arrogant men. Violence covers them like a garment. They are daily behaving contrary to everything that a normal personality was meant to do, but yet they are the people that look normal. Beloved, when the only looks like a prophet because there's nothing to show for it. David said in verse number 7, from their callous heart comes iniquity. Their evil imagination have no limit. How did David got himself into the mind of the wicked? That is the depth of how overwhelmed David was in his circumstances that he saw what is going on so much around him. And David said, their evil imagination have no limit because he looked at what they were doing. And he knows that it is impossible for you to mistakenly go and do stealing without considering, imagining, or kill a person without having had a good talk at it. David, help us to see they scoff and speak with malice. They speak with arrogance. They threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven and their tongues take possession of the earth. So they are the personalities that says we own the earth. They are the personalities that will say we can make and not make. They are the personalities that say if you don't bow to us, you remain hungry. They are the nobles of life that says, how dare you? Beloved, he said, therefore, all their people turn to them. Beloved, what they do is that they use their arrogance, their resistance to frustrate the personalities. Beloved, that were in dire need. And so because they look like the only answer, what do the people do? Their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. Those who succumb to them are the people that stay out of hunger. Beloved, and a David will not succumb to a Nabal. Actually, he said, I help you. I was following all your stuff to make sure they were saved, not because it was not higher to do so. He expressed generosity and kindness of his heart to go beyond the call of duty to look after the business of Nabal. And beloved, here is the word of the Lord. He said, many have turned to them, they drink up opportunities, they've bought in into their abundance. Beloved, they have been the answer to those who bow down to them. And this story can be well told. Those who bowed down to the king of Babylon, they were not thrown into fire. and the righteous find themselves having to deal with a fiery furnace that the pompous man, the arrogant man, the fellow that think I am all that, I am everything, is the fellow that think that I hired you, I fire you. The fellow that thought I will threaten you and I will break you apart. The fellow that thinks that if I don't rise, nothing rises. The fellow that thinks that if I don't move, nothing moves in your life. Beloved, the three men refused. It is better we are stuck than to become some servant unto you. So you and I must know why. This man said, how will God know? The one that created knowledge, that is the embodiment of knowledge. They said, how will God know? Does the Most High know any? Most High know anything? This is what the wicked are like. They are free of care. No concern. They go on amassing wealth. David was saying, what does it worth? The midnight prayer. The touch heaven 8 times. What does it worth? The time that I've set myself apart to follow the Lord. What does it worth? When I took the risk to face the Goliath and fight it, I become a runaway. What has it worth? You might say that is not just David, but somebody somewhere, somehow on this earth, you are called to question. And you are saying, what really does it worth? I have set my hand in the plow. I said, I don't want to look back, but look at me. What is happening to my life? Where am I going? Are things going to remain unchanged? I want you to know that my God does not change. It can change your situation. David says, surely, in vain I have kept my heart pure. In vain I have washed my hands in innocence. Because all day long I have been afflicted. And every morning seems to bring to me new punishment. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Until I come and enter into the sanctuary of the Most High God. It was then that my understanding opened up of what their end will become. It says, surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terror. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a fruit beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by your right hand. You guide me with your counsel. and afterward you will take me to glory. And he said, whom have I in heaven but you, the answer? Has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That was not just a David matter until a man or a woman got into the holy place of God, into a place where you and God have a tête à tête, where you come to God with his word. It is possible to feel beaten, to feel grieved, to feel angry, to feel worried, to feel anxious, to feel discouraged, to be depressed, to be distressed, to be worried, to look as if you were losing out, to call a question and say, does it really work following God? Look at the oppressor continuing to oppress. Look at the wicked continuing in their wickedness. But beloved, there is an end for the wicked. The end of the wicked, it is that they perish. There is an end for the wicked. They might have what they have, and they might look as if they were enjoying. If you had a privilege to see how far the wicked is going to receive the judgment of God, you will pity them. That's why the word of the Lord says, Psalm 37:38, it says, mark the blameless man and behold the upright, for the man of peace will have a posterity. But the wicked, the transgressor, will altogether be destroyed. The posterity of the wicked will be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The wicked, they are like the chaffs that the wind will blow away. When the God of the suddenly arose is most never. His posterity was cut off because his wife became the wife of David. Abigail never had one son for Nabal. But look, Abigail had children. God intervened suddenly. So when I'm talking about the sudden intervention of God, and I'm talking about the God of the suddenly, the God of the midnight hour, for David, that was a deep, dark midnight time. When a leader that has many, that he was leading, and he has nothing to feed them, he said, go and help me. Go to Nabal to say, give my people food to eat. Beloved, number one, it is humiliating, embarrassing. It looks like a failed moment. It looks like a very, very poor, irresponsible type of leadership. Beloved, because he cannot take care of his own. The word of the Lord says, if a man cannot take care of his own, he's worse than an infidel. David in this season looked like an infidel, like an irresponsible man. When he saw, it was unable. devil to provide for his own, and especially those of his household. What in verse 5 said, he said that individual, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So you can see situations and circumstances that you are going through or that you've gone through that almost make you to think, what does it want? Am I an unbeliever, but I believe God, what is happening to me? And God sent me to tell you that this weekend is your weekend to experience a change as the God of suddenly arise, as the God that keeps covenant arise, as the God who intervenes suddenly show up. And beloved, the wickedness of the wicked will come to an end. But the righteous, we have a song in the night. That is why you must say, God, deal with me by mercy. Because David has polluted and corrupted his own mind. He has become bitter. He has become angry. He has become, beloved, brought himself into the same level as Nabal. Thank God for Abigail. Abigail said, Nabal is a foolish man. Don't come to their level. How can David engage his own mind, thinking so wisely? It was almost like the wicked himself in his thoughts and in his imagination. Beloved, he has opened his heart too much and allowed it to be overwhelmed by the circumstances, which means that whether David sleep or awake, all he could see is how wicked these people are, how unfair, how things are just not right. Instead of saying, this is my pain, Lord, help me. God has made a final decision to see the wicked perish and to see evil being destroyed, to see the righteous justified, but to see the posterity of the wicked being cut off. Beloved, they might have spread up like grass. Beloved, the evildoers might have looked as if they were flourishing. But the word of the Lord said they will be destroyed forever. But for you, the Lord shall give unto us. It said that the Lord will cause my heart to be like a horn of a unicorn. It will anoint me with fresh oil. Beloved, so there is a change of story when the God of the midnight hour arises on your behalf, on our behalf. It said, until I go into the sanctuary, I do not know. A senseless man has no knowledge. Beloved, he was ignorant of the tomorrow of the wicked he saw today. Psalm 92, verse 5. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand it. That when the wicked sprouted up like grass, and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies will perish, and all who do iniquity will be scattered. But you have exalted my own like that of a wild ox. I am ears, ear of the evildoers who rose up against me. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree, he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of their God. When you stay connected with the God of suddenly, when he finished the Nabal, oil of anointing will be poured upon David in Hebron. David will become the king over the nation of Israel. Everything was submitted to him. And David will say, on another account, I would have despaired unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So this weekend is the weekend where God established a divine compensation as he allows the proof of the love and the proof of the power of his resurrection to begin to end the affliction, the trial, the long-term problem, what the enemy in the wicked has thought that they had gotten at your expense. This is the weekend that God, we got it back, get it back for you, and we do over and above your imagination. So whether in the daytime or in the nighttime, and the Lord will put a word in my mouth, your responsibility is to agree with God, is to partner with God, and you are saying to the Most High God, it is my timing and my season for a change. Oh God of the midnight hour, arise on my behalf, break through for me by the covenant of your inexhaustible power of your resurrection in the mighty name of Jesus. It is my time for a change. It is my season for a change. Arise for me. Break through for me. Break through for me. So God of the midnight hour, oh God of suddenly, it suddenly appear and beloved make a full end of the enemy. You are said, oh God of the midnight hour, arise on my behalf this weekend, on the behalf of my household, on the behalf of those that are connected to me. Make a full end of the adversary of my faith. Make a full end of affliction in my life. Make a full end of satanic harassment. Make a full end of delay, even in progress. Make a full end of shame and sorrow. Make a full end of sickness and pain. Make a full end of harassment and intimidation. Make a full end of hopelessness and grief. Make a full end of satanic demonic covenant and agreement with the death or with the grave. Make a full end of every form of harassment in the daytime, in the nighttime. Make a full end of the wicked manipulations of the satanic watchmen aside against my life. Oh God, make a full end weeping. Make a full end of grief. Make a full end of sorrow. Make a full end of poverty. Make a full end of weakness. Make a full end of captivity. Make a full end of reverse miracle. Make a full end of backwardness. Make a full end of defeat in my life, in the life of this commission. Make a full end of infirmity of every type. Make a full end of captivity of every type in the life of this commission. Our leaders and our members, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God of sovereignty, arise. Make a full end of shame, of humiliation, of embarrassment, of satanic attack, of demonic oppression. Jehovah, arise by the covenant of your mercy. You are the God of the midnight hour. Make a full end of deep sorrow. Make a full end of depression. Make a full end of distress. Make a full end of financial crisis. Make a full end of immigration crisis. Make a full end of social even crisis. Make a full end of career crisis. Make a full end of business crisis. O God of the midnight hour, arise by your mercy. Make a full end of every form of opposition. Make a full end of every oppression of the devil. Make a full end of satanic arrow of insanity. Make a full end of the power of the grave. Make a full end of every attack of the enemy against the righteous. Make a full end of the ilabongros art. Estodica quaso. Estoga custos the art. Estega custos osie. Make a full end of the words and the voice of the wicked in the life of the prevailers. Oh God, my Father, make a full end of satanic vanity, demonic decision against the righteous. Oh God, my Father, arise in this midnight hour as the God of suddenly, by the covenant of your mercy, make a full end of breakdown, mental breakdown, career breakdown. Make a full end of business breakdown. Make a full end of health breakdown. Make a full end of even every point of academic breakdown. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God of the suddenly, O God of the midnight hour, arise, hold up for the righteous, hold up for us, arise. We have come to the sanctuary, to the place of divine appointment with you. Arise by your mercy. Arise by your mercy. Let there be a change of story. 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 It's so in the name also. Le enge quasa. Ike kukuzosia. Ondo dolobo shate. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are free. Last prayer point this morning before we return 5 o'clock. David said, Psalm 92:9, for behold your enemies, David saw his enemies as God's enemies, because he had gone into the sanctuary. He had seen in the same manner that my life, your life is hidden with Christ and Christ in God. And Jesus in whom our life is hidden. The one who is our life himself is the same who is our hope. So what he said in his word, whoever touches you, touch the apple of God's eye. He said, touch not my anointed. The anointed is Christ. Our God anoint Jesus Christ of Nazareth, going everywhere doing good, healing all those who are possessed by the devil. And Christ means the anointed one. He said, touch not my anointed. In the same way David was anointed. Beloved, the Christ that is in us, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God, is still Christ the anointed. And he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Anointing is what distinguishes a common man to a man that is divinely ordered, ordained, and set apart by God in different offices. Whether it is a king or a priest, and you and I are royal priesthood, his holy nation, his peculiar people, divine choice of God. So if we are the touch not people of God, whoever touch us has touched the apple of his eye. He said, so they are not my enemies, but your enemies, oh God, behold your enemies. Oh Lord, for behold your enemies, they will perish. All who do iniquity, those who enjoy doing wickedly, they will be scattered. But he said, you have exalted my own like that of a wild ox. I've been anointed with fresh oil. As you go to bed tonight, you and I, we are going to cry out unto the Lord, the God of suddenly. When we come in the morning, we see how God will drive this boat in the direction that every prayer is answered and every individual encounter God and experience the proof of the inexhaustible power of his resurrection and become an instrument in the hand of the Lord to perform the same. You are going to say to the Lord, I have come to Zion in your presence. I will be in Zion in your presence. Arise, O God of the midnight hour, that performs the suddenly. Visit me, anoint my head with oil, and let my cup run over. Anoint my head with oil, let my all cup run over. Anoint my head, set me up for lifting. Set me up for divine coronation. Set me up for divine equipping. Set me up, oh God, for what you have called me to be, what you have designed me to become. Let your anointing make a difference in my life. Let my this anointing, let my head be lifted up. Do not let my head be bowed down. It's a piece of gasuat. Empower me, Lord, for rescue, for breakthrough. in the land of the living. Ustabaka kustososie. Esa prodege kustososie. Ishtalabasiade. O God of the midnight hour, anoint my head with oil. Let my cup run over. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let my head be anointed with oil. Let my cup run over. Lord, in this midnight hour, what they said it cannot be, where they said I cannot reach, the anointing to move me forward, the anointing to establish me, the anointing to make me stand for you, the anointing to remain faithful, the anointing to be unmoved with what moves men, the anointing to become bold, the anointing to function. Lord, let it be released upon my life, upon the prevalence, in the mighty name of Jesus. Visit us suddenly. Let the heavens be open. Let there be an outpouring of grace. All our land, all our life, all our land. Lord, in the name of Jesus, usher us into what you have prepared. Be ordained for us in the mighty name of Jesus. As individuals sleep for this number of hours, let there be a supernatural, a divine encounter. It's in the love of the Siate. Enge Kustososia. On the love of Shate. In the name of Jesus. Can you begin to give God thanks? This morning, Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you will do. We exalt your holy name because you are faithfully faithful. I will thank you because faithful are you that has started a good work in us, that you will perform it. Therefore, we give you praise. Our God will worship you. We exalt your holy name. Blessed be your name, for we have prayed in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the Lord doeth abideth forever. Lord, so much as you establish your covenant of suddenly in our lives, as you hold our hand and as you break through for us, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise. Therefore, as everyone goes to lay down, Lord, thank you, because even in the night season when we hear the Lord saying this is the way, walking in it. So we thank you for divine encounters over this weekend, that you come to us by the word of the Lord. My Father, I hand over every session unto you. Lord, let the heavens be open. Lord, we open our heart to receive and to be instructed and directed in the way that you want us to go. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, both for me, other ministers, and for everyone on this altar, I decree and declare that every session you will take us to the levels and to the height that you have ordained, and you give us an experiences and the proofs of the right word of God, and the truth of God's word will begin to be made manifest in our lives without fail, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we will lay down and sleep, and none shall make us afraid. In the name of Jesus, every dream is sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and there will not be a nightmare, but the prevalence, every one of us, we have divine dreams of divine encounters with the Lord Jesus Christ, even this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, find joy, quickened, enabled, empowered, supernaturally strengthened, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decree and for everyone that is waiting upon you, Lord, that you will feed us with the spiritual food of your word, in the name of Jesus, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of the living God. Therefore, I ask in the name of Jesus, divine capacity for the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I silence the voice of hunger for food in the name of Jesus. But Lord, that as we seek you, we will be able to take honey from the honeycomb even this morning and throughout these 24 hours. So I declare that this touch heaven 8 times of November is sanctified, is declared open in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I decree every form of harassment, intimidation, distraction, every agitation and confusion of mind is brought under arrest in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare, let the kingdom of God come and let the will of God be done in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.